alienated and profoundly unsatisfactory character of work results in two reactions. One, the ideal of complete laziness. The other, a deep-seated, though often unconscious, hostility toward work and everything and everybody connected with it. It is not difficult to recognize the widespread longing for the state of complete laziness and passivity. Our advertising appeals to it even more than to sex. There are, of course, many useful and labor-saving gadgets. But this usefulness often serves only as a rationalization for the appeal to complete passivity and receptivity. A package of breakfast cereal is being advertised as new, easier to eat. An electric toaster is advertised with these words: the most distinctly different toaster in the world. Everything is done for you with this new toaster. You need not even bother to lower the bread. Power action through a unique electric motor gently takes the bread right out of your fingers. How many courses in languages or other subjects are announced with the slogan, effortless learning, no more of the old drudgery? Everybody knows the picture of the elderly couple in the advertisement of a life insurance company who retired at the age of 60 and spend their life in the complete bliss of having nothing to do except just travel.